It's Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and this is the Daily Headlines Podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message. I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on linknky.com. Edgewood Council discussed the possibility of an ordinance allowing golf carts onto city streets during its Monday meeting. The discussion has gone on for three previous council meetings with no action taken. Kentucky state law currently does not outright ban golf carts on city streets, but there are limitations and guidelines. In addition, some cities have adopted ordinances typically allowing golf cart users a little more leeway. The proposed ordinance would allow those over the age of 18 with a valid driver's license to operate a golf cart on city streets within a certain time period with other limitations. Council members went back and forth on the issue as they had for weeks, even discussing if the ordinance was needed at all. Regardless of whether the council decides to pass the ordinance or not, residents are still able to get a license on their vehicle and drive it in accordance with state guidelines. The council motioned to table the golf cart ordinance discussion indefinitely. Members of the Life Learning Center, a wraparound nonprofit that provides various services, will contribute efforts to the Covington Urban Forestry Board's Spring Tree Planting Initiative scheduled for Saturday, April 13th. The planting initiative will involve tree planting in and around the Life Learning Center's campus, which will be carried out by Life Learning Center members. Meanwhile, community volunteers will plant trees in Latonia, according to the Covington Urban Forestry Board's Facebook page. Community volunteers will plant about 50 trees. Coffee and snacks will be provided. Learn more about the event and how to volunteer at the Forestry Board's Facebook event page. The Florence Police Department has announced the appointment of Jeff Mallory as its new police chief. Mallory will replace Chief Tom Grau, who is retiring on May 1st. Mallory is a 21-year veteran of the Florence Police Department and has served as a lieutenant since 2018. Mallory graduated from Northern Kentucky University and has furthered his learning by completing coursework in police supervision and executive development under the Department of Criminal Justice. Additionally, he is a graduate of the Administrative Officers course offered by the Southern Police Institute at the University of Louisville. Having ascended through the ranks, Mallory has served in various capacities, including patrolman, corporal, sergeant, and lieutenant. His tenure includes roles within the Criminal Investigation Unit, leadership in the field training program, and serving as the accreditation manager, overseeing the department's accreditation process. Mallory assumed his duties Monday, April 1st. Walton Mayor Gabe Brown rescinded his resignation Saturday night, 3 days after he announced at the city council meeting that he would be stepping down from his position. In a letter to city council members, Brown said that while he was originally at peace with the decision, he ultimately changed his mind. Following his announcement, council approved a resolution to censure Brown, accusing him of using city property for personal gain. In this resolution, Brown is accused of using a city snowplow outside of city limits for monetary payment and for taking a city vehicle to Bowling Green and not returning it promptly. The council had originally planned to appoint a new mayor at another special called meeting on Monday evening, yet Brown's rescission came minutes before his resignation was set to go into effect on March 31st. Despite retaining his role as mayor, Brown did not appear at the council meeting. In his place, Councilman Dan Martin acted as chairperson to lead the meeting. The council unanimously approved two ordinances creating the procedures around the use of city vehicles and entering contracts for purchases over $20,000. The vehicle ordinance states that city vehicles can only be used by authorized city employees for city purposes. It lays out a procedure for signing out city vehicles in which the user must log the date, time, and purpose of its use, as well as its mileage and time of return. Any violation of this policy will result in the termination of that official's city automobile privileges and repayment of any gas charges. The council ultimately went into a closed session for discussions which, quote, might lead to the appointment, discipline, or dismissal of an individual employee. It is expected that after the council's investigation has been completed, Walton will hold a public hearing to consider impeaching Brown as mayor. It is currently unclear when that hearing would take place. Those are your headlines for Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and this has been an episode of the Daily Headlines Podcast. I'll talk to you tomorrow.